is without doubt a loss for the show. I mean, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron without Fev, and that is rough. I mean, Fev, obviously get well soon, brother. He's in a hospital
bed. He's a big star.
Ooh, I mean, you're on the Fox with a show that doesn't have Fev in it. Fifi and Byron at the moment.
He's having his appendix out.
Yes.
In fact, he will be going into surgery in 55 minutes.
Good stuff. So we will be monitoring Fev's progress, but obviously, yeah, every cloud does have a silver lining, doesn't it, Fee?
It is, because we are joined straight from the jungle, well, about 5 days out of the jungle, Delroy!
I can't believe how much of a meme that has become. Getting like messages with people yelling Dilruk at me. I was in the airport, Fief, and a 9-year-old kid ran up to me and went, Dilruk! I just landed in Australia. But this is really bizarre to be back here, because I was literally here on Monday just having a chat.
Yeah.
And then I think you joked or something about, oh, it'd be good to fill in. And you guys don't know, I actually sabotaged Fev as I was hugging him. I just, you know, put some indigestible stuff in his coffee, so they're hoping that his appendix would go. So, yeah,
welcome.
That is amazing when you think about it. Like 2 days ago, as Jill's leaving, oh, you should always come and fill in if we ever need a fill in, and maybe Fev's sick. And then 2 days later,
you're sneaky.
In his chair.
This is a weird industry, you know what I mean? You got to do what you can to get ahead. But also then after that, I was all excited about coming in. But then as I was listening in the morning, hearing Byron talk to himself for a break.
Yeah.
Because I was like, couldn't hear Fifi, no Fev. I'm like, what is this shoddy operation that I've said yes to?
Deal,
we had better broadcast in the jungle by ourselves.
We're so sorry. That was a rough start to the show. A shame you tuned in at 6, because obviously Fev's not here. I'm in my home studio this morning.
Yeah.
So Byron was in the Fox studio by himself, and for some reason you couldn't connect to me.
Well,
Byron,
you know, it's interesting, Dil, because last year was a difficult year for our show. It was a wonderful year personally for both Fee and for Fev, with lots of new babies turning up.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. What it meant for the show was it was a little disrupted at times, different personnel changes.
Yeah.
So during this 7-week break, I really recharged and thought, you know, this year is the year where we're just going to go in, the three of us, every
lock
show.
In, get the chemistry show, just locked in.
Show two, where the bloke has had 8 weeks to work out why he's constantly keeled over in pain. He's worked out 2 days in to coming back to actual work. Yeah. You know how I'm keeled over in pain constantly. Maybe that could be a serious issue.
Right.
So now he has a week off.
And he has a week off. The photo shoot gets cancelled. But at least your face tan looks beautiful. That's what's important.
I do have a spray tan. And thank you for noticing. That was for a photo shoot, Fief, that was scheduled today. I mean, our show hasn't had a billboard for how bloody long?
I know. And Dil, you're very complimentary about that orange tan. Very.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Now, Dilruk Jayasinghe was robbed, many felt, in the jungle. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be in the studio with us this morning, Fief, but he is, which, you know, in the absence of Fev, who's in a hospital bed, is a win for our show to have Dil here.
We love Dil, and you did so well. We were so proud of you in the jungle.
Mate.
A man of integrity, so kind and warm to everybody in there. Your true colours shone, Dil.
Oh, thank you so much, mate. Yeah, it is a nice little silver lining, isn't it? Because, like, literally a week ago, I was in the African jungle, and then here I am with you guys because I got kicked out. And so, you know, it's all nice and stuff, but, you know, like I said, hearing you talk to yourself in the morning, Byron, by yourself, probably made me go, maybe I should go back to the jungle.
Right.
The technology seemed better back then.
You did tune into the show just to get a bit of a sample for what we're about, and you just heard me talking to myself and thought, well, is that some sort of community radio show? Fair enough.
But it's been wonderful, though. Like, the whole experience, Fifi, was just completely out of my comfort zone. Like, I'd never been camping before. Never. Like, the closest was, like, I went to Wilson's Prom, and this was back in during my drinking days, where I had like 4 hours drive and I wanted to see how many VBs I could get in me. And 17 in, plus a
year,
I actually fell out of the car and broke my ribs, so I had to sit in the car for 4 nights straight.
Right.
Okay. Dil, I mean, I know you talked about your drinking problem. You really went hard. 17?
And we should make the point, obviously, to anyone. Obviously, you were a passenger in that car.
Of course.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'd never got my driver's license. I don't even have my L's at the moment. So,
wow.
Well, that's story for another time, I think.
We've got lots to unpack with you, Dil. You haven't got your L's. What's happened here? But go back to the jungle.
You learn a lot about yourself while you're in there because you have so much time to yourself. But also, I was surrounded by some of the country's best experts in their own field. Like, you know, I had Miguel who taught me about steak, how to cook a good steak. The big tip is make sure you leave it out for 45 minutes minimum from the fridge because that's when you get the temperature right perfectly.
Is that right? I thought it was just 4 minutes each side.
No, well, yes. Before you get to that, though, from the fridge, you have to let it rest for 45 minutes. I didn't know that. And I don't think I'd do it because my Uber Eats will probably be quicker anyway. But then I learned about starting a fire with a flint. I learned from Rhonda Borchmo that dancing is not for everyone, apparently. I tried it and failed.
Okay, no, fair enough.
But here's the weird one. I'm someone who, you know, is fairly good at grooming. I have a monobrow that if I don't attend is quite ferocious. It looks like Byron's beard after a week. And for me...
This doesn't just happen, Dil, by the way. This is
the shadow, the 6 a.m. shadow.
Thank you.
But I you know, do mani-pedis and all that, sure. But I never thought I'll do this. But because of Erin Barnett from Love Island, I think she has successfully convinced me to go get Botox.
What? Dil? How did she convince you? I mean, look at that beautiful skin. What are you talking about?
True. This is what I was saying. Because it's not for my face, but for my armpits.
What? What?
Apparently, you can get Botox in your armpits and it stops the sweating. Have you heard this?
I have actually heard this. Because there are people, I watched one of those documentaries.
Right.
You know, they have those extremes. Right. And there are some people that just have extreme BO.
Right.
And I think
well,
I remember
hang on.
That.
Well,
what are you, hang on. 1019, The Fox.
Dil Rourke, who unfortunately got kicked out of the jungle and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on 10, is hanging out and filling in for Feb. It's a busy morning this morning, Feef.
It is, and I would like to know what on earth is happening in that jungle when now two of my favourite people have been kicked out in the first week of being kicked out. First you, Dil, and now Billy Brownless. That was outrageous that he left last night. But the only good thing about that is he's on the show,
yes.
Billy!
Ah, there he is. How are you, Coco?
Dil Rourke, my good friend.
Oh, my God, after 14 days, you finally know how to pronounce my name correctly.
Well, I actually read it as you're walking in.
Yeah, you just saw the name finally at the back of my shirt because he kept calling me Dilmar for the first 2 weeks.
Bit of Dilmar action. Bit of a Sri Lankan tea.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Dilmar.
Oh, that's so funny. Billy, you were so brilliant, Bill. It was so great to see you in the jungle. I feel like we've been robbed with you leaving so soon. But tell me, how was it? How do you feel physically? How mentally challenging was it?
Oh, he's just dropped out. So that was a beautiful question.
I really crafted that well, too.
How might he feel, Dil?
Well, exactly. Let me answer. He enjoyed his time for the most part. Let me do the hands that people can't see. Got along with most people. But the beautiful thing about Billy is he's of that school where he doesn't care about telling someone off. I loved it. I loved having him in there.
Because I got to be honest, Dil, I don't reckon he was on air enough. Like, I wanted to see more of Billy because we know him well.
Yeah.
And he is brilliant. So I wanted to see more of that. Are you back, Bill?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys. I'm over here in South Africa, Dil Rourke, which is his name, of course. he knows all about it. But
mate,
great to speak to you all.
Yeah, you better hurry up, though, because I'm filling in for all the shows. So I've actually kicked you off rush hour as well. So it's now Dil and Jim now. So.
Billy, you missed me give you a... I just gave you a big rap, Billy. You just did so well. And we who know you just were so proud and went, wow, he's nailed that. How physically and mentally challenging was it for you, Billy?
Well, I'm glad you saw me, Fee, because I thought it was a Ryan and Charlotte show, to be honest. the relationship blossoming there, and Dil saw a bit of it. But let me tell you, it's carried on, and it's right next to my bed. It's actually in Dil's old bed. There's a bit more action in there than when Dil was there, let me tell you. But no, Dil will tell you, mate, it's very, just the boredom of the day when you're not in a challenge and you're sitting around and then you get up and you sit on the logs and you watch the fire and it's 30 degrees and you think to yourself, what am I doing this for? And then you think, oh, well, I'll just go and have a nap. And you go and have a nap and then you might have a little walk, and then you go and have a nap. Oh, it's boredom and the food.
It's riveting, isn't it, mate? Hey, how can you tell me this, though? How did you feel about when you come out and they show you the highlights package and then you see stuff that you chatted about that you went, ooh, I didn't realize that was going to go to air?
Well, exactly right. You know, even the one where me and Red Hat Rhonda, so I thought I'd just go down there on the creek and wash some dishes, and maybe have a crack at Red Hot. Good. And she did tell me that she's happily married. So anyway, we're like husband and wife doing the dishes. And, you know, she innocently said about how you've got a wife or whatever. And then, of course, I told her what had happened with me. But it's all innocent because you honestly, you forget you're actually being filmed, even though there are cameras there. You forget you're actually being recorded, even though you've got that thing around your neck. And it was just a nice little innocent chat with Rhonda, you know. So... you do forget about sometimes you are being filmed and recorded.
Well, nice little innocent chat with Rhonda where you're hitting on her.
Yeah. And let's not forget, Bill was the first one to jump in the shower nude as well. So
he's a real pioneer. Look, it's a slightly scratchy line, but great to have Billy Brownless on the show. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Sunday to Thursday at 7:30 on 10. He's still there, I assume, coming back today, Billy.
Yes, I'll be coming back. Looking forward to coming back to Melbourne. I lost 11 kilos. I think Phil's the only one to go in there and actually put kilos on.
It's the Fox with Fifi, Feb and Byron for breakfast.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Dil, just a quick factoid about that song by Flo Rida Lowe. Mm. In the pre-Me Too era, remember when he performed on the Fox rooftop, Byron, and I got on stage to sing that with him, and when I got low, he gave me a little... Tap, tap.
Yeah, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lyric in the song, which is give that big booty a smack.
And I got one.
Oh, I didn't realize it was an interpretive dance song. Where you...
but when it's from Flo Rida, you kind of don't mind.
Right.
It's the... Anyway, speaking of...
It was very consensual. You couldn't have been more interested.
Yes, that's right.
Is there a rumor that he had asked for a chicken before he went on stage?
Yes!
He did want a roast chicken. That
I'm
is
not
true.
Kidding, Can Dil. Confirm. He was downstairs in a green room and he would not come out until someone got him a roast chicken. And then someone from promotions has had to go into Coles and ask them to fire up their rotisserie. It's amazing.
Oh, showbiz.
Anyway, now you've come out of the jungle, Dil, and the biggest story that's broken worldwide is Megxit. Meghan and Harry stepped down as senior royals, flown off to Vancouver, maybe never to be seen again.
It's amazing. Like, people thought Yoko Ono was bad breaking up the Beatles, but
she's whisked the prince off to another nation. Now, Fev and I have been talking about this a lot the last few days, and this has been really hard for Fev, Dil, because I've always been a bit sceptical of Meghan Markle,
right,
and I didn't necessarily like what was going on, but Fev was a Suits fan. He loves her,
right,
but
okay.
He's come back and he's ropeable. Now,
really?
Picture this. Yeah, this morning at about 4 a.m., he's in hospital. He's about to have surgery, his appendix removed, and I got this voicemail on my phone.
Can you please hammer Prince Harry and Meghan Markle today for suing the world media because they filmed her walking her dogs? Enough's enough. Come on.
Enough's enough can use so many different reasons in terms of, you know, the way treatment of minorities, you know, second class, you know, human rights.
Sure.
But for Fev, enough's enough is about suing the pub media for walking the dogs.
Yeah. So in honour of my friend, Dil, I have to do it. I won't lie. He didn't have to twist my arm. I'm ready and raring to go.
Okay.
So what's happened over the last 24 hours? You may have seen the new pap shots. Meghan is in Vancouver. She's gone for a stroll with her beautiful baby. Archie's strapped on in the harness, like the baby Bjorn. He's looking a bit awkward in that, mind you. I can't talk because I'm not good at it. But I don't think Meghan's particularly good at carrying a baby. Anyway, then she's got her security guards behind her. So she's still, obviously, the British taxpayers are still paying for her security.
Right, okay.
They're very annoyed about that.
Yeah.
But now Harry and Meghan this morning, they have issued a legal warning over harassment by the paparazzi photographers. Now, Dil, couple of things. One, I absolutely understand where Harry stands with paparazzi and what happened to his mum. If there's any sore spot for that guy, that is it. And I'm 100% support him in that.
Right.
But what has happened here, Dil, when they're part of the royal family, since Diana's passing, there is some unspoken rule or agreement.
Right, the like Paps a court of conduct.
Correct. Now, the Paps leave them alone. You never see Kate Middleton grocery shopping, dropping the kids off at school, going to their hair salon. They actually let them have a private life. But once you leave that circle, game on. And now Meghan's and Harry are crying foul. No, now you're private citizens. And this is what, you know, this is what other celebrities deal with. Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Welcome to that world, guys.
So they're trying to have the same privileges they used to have.
Yeah.
That they're now having their cake and eat it too.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh. So the issue is that they got papped while they were walking the dogs.
Yeah. So they're obviously on maybe a private island. I would imagine a pap. Not knowing necessarily how they operate, but knowing that they're a bit sneaky, he or she would have been on public property. They've probably got a long lens. They've got no leg to stand on. You can't stop someone taking photos from you unless they're in your house. I mean, they can't step into your front door and take photos.
Right.
But now they're fair game, Dil, and I don't think they've thought it through. I think they thought, leave the royal, realm, go off and be a private citizen, and we can go and enjoy a life of privacy. No, quite the odd. Everything about this is like they didn't think it through.
Right, right, exactly. It's like Brexit in itself. Like they said, this seemed like a good idea at the time, but now that we've had this.
Yes.
Oh, man. So I think it'll be interesting to see whether they ever go back, though. Do you think there's a chance they might go, sorry, mea culpa, we made a mistake.
Yes.
Let us back in. We've all had that situation when you have to move back into mum's house and then you give a pile of laundry.
Everyone's gone off with a new boyfriend or girlfriend and gone, they're the one, and then come back and said, mum, can I move in for a few months?
Yeah.
He'll be back at Buckingham Palace in no time. 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
And Byron, about 11 minutes before Fev goes into surgery to have his appendix removed. We're missing him, but Dil, you're doing a great job stepping in for the big man.
Cool. He's hoping that he has more appendix to lose so I can come back in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's only one appendix. Is there a second one?
Look for it.
Now, yesterday, before he was rushed to hospital, we had a chat after the show. We pre-recorded a chat with our good friends, Carl and Ali, Carl Stefanovic and Ali Langdon from the Today Show. Right. And as usual, Dil, you'll hear when we have guests on the show, at the start, it's always a little bit of a bun fight.
Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox. We know that the Today Show has a new look. And for us, it literally is a new look because we look at it on the screens. We can't hear it because we're in the middle of our show. But what we can say is that the new look is a great look.
We watch it every morning.
I'm glad you got there, mate. got there in the end.
I don't know what it sounds like, but it looks good.
Well, lucky it's a three-hour show.
I'll explain what he means because the other day we have it on in here and I watch because I love him. I love you so much. And you had the Prime Minister on.
Oh, yeah.
And he was rambling on about something and you were sitting there, Ali, going, oh, what's Carl going to say?
So
and your face was all ready to go. And I didn't know what was going on, but I just wanted to hear. But we're on air. They're like, mate, we're on air. And I'm like, no, I'm watching Carl.
What happened was...
By the way, we should make the point that Carl Stefanovic and Alison Langdon are here.
I love you too, Fev. Oh, you look good. You look good.
Mate, I've put on 10 kilos.
Are you off the bungers?
Yep. Killing me. I keep eating. Instead of the dart I eat. It's
same,
bad.
Same.
It's bad. God.
Eating's so good though.
Mate, how good is it?
Oh, it's the
all
best.
These diets. Give me a spell.
What happened with the PM?
Oh, well, I was looking through the...
And he pointed at him too.
Well,
sorry, Carl.
My intro already took us off track about seven times and he was just about to start the PM and then it was your bungers.
You got really
and
angry.
And we're out of time. It was so nice being there.
Yeah, thanks,
see you later.
Geez,
see you later, Ali.
Been great.
Somebody needs a bunger.
Welcome. Having you not only in our studio but on the telly. Beautiful pairing. Beautiful, you know, from when your ad started, and what I loved about this, because the truth is there's pressure, we do breakfast radio, breakfast television, But from the get-go, your ads, relaxed, fun, being yourselves, and it's the only thing you can do, and you're already nailing it. So well done.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very kind. It's been fun so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been lucky. What you see is what you get with us. I mean, we're very relaxed and... you know, I think that's the thing that comes across most. But, you know, and the chemistry side of things is very difficult, can be very difficult.
Yeah.
And hopefully Alison really, truly does like me.
Or I'm just a very good actress.
But you're very good. Because we've just got back. This is our first week back from holidays. And being away, I get to watch The Breakfast Show. So I was watching yours when I was away, me and my wife. And you can't buy chemistry. We got
you
it.
It's expensive.
We're trying to buy some for Byron.
I've known her for 20 years.
Look how angry he is.
But you two, instant.
We've also known each other for a good 15 years. Mm. So, you know, I mean, we haven't had a lot to do with each other over the last couple of years, but, you know, we always see each other around the hallways at Channel 9. We've both been there for a really long time.
Carl didn't speak to the minions. He waits till they get up to the big show.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. And also I had like 2 years off.
Well, funny you say.
They didn't know who he was when he came back in.
Funny you say that, because we had you in late last year, around August.
This time next year.
Yes, and I had this to say to you.
Oh, this, you can't play this.
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
I wasn't here, by the way, so I was on maternity leave. I would have controlled him, Carl.
Exactly.
This is just a bromance sort of flavoured
a
little bit.
Stitch up. All right, here we go.
Now, will you be back on the Today Show next year?
You know, what didn't you get about me not working for 365 days
a year?
Yeah,
I know, but you're getting back in.
No. Like, I let the girls go for it. I mean, I think they're doing a great job. I've got 60 minutes. I'm doing a bit of radio in Sydney.
Okay, no one cares. Did you or did you not know then that you were going to be back on?
No, I did not know. And thank you for the questions, Mike Willsey.
Yeah.
Really probing stuff. Yeah. So, are you going to be on the show or not? No. Are you going to be there or not?
Because I knew. I watched the ratings.
You
the
were
ratings
missed, were, Carl.
And now the
you
ratings
were very
are.
Missed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And honestly, joy and delight at you returning and to be paired with Ali. Perfect pairing.
Thanks, Fifi.
We think you're wonderful.
See, if you were back here this time last year, maybe that's what the show should be. This time last year.
Before you came in, I said to Fee, we should have done like a show and like done a skit on Carl.
We should have done
this time last year. But do you get nervous, Ali?
No, I don't. And you know what? Not even our very first day. This man is the most generous co-host you could ever ask for. Like, he would never let you fall.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's a side of Carl. I'm not sure everyone, or you know, he's great and he loves a joke and all of those things. But he's honestly one of the. It's such a big heart, and he's wonderful to work with.
Are you jotting things down here? Or, thank you.
Well, she was just reading them off her phone.
I was waiting for the bit where Fee was going to say what a pleasure I was to work with in Fev, but she just went missing there.
Yeah. Oh, I was too busy laughing at Carl's joke.
Thank you, Fee.
It is the Today Show. Obviously, weekday mornings on Channel 9, the Today Show, live from the tennis. Looking great with the whole team there as well. We would be watching and listening if we weren't busy, but it looks great.
I mean, you are essentially our competition, but we're very happy for people to listen.
It's
I mean,
so good to have you back at work.
So nice. I'm obsessed with your little girl, Daisy.
Yes, it is.
Ellie, isn't she?
How will you handle being separated from
I'm not
her?
Coping. I'm actually not. I've said the boys don't want to hear this
She's
anymore.
She's got me.
I've got
same age.
I've gone wrong. No, I get anxiety, and I forget my pump.
Oh,
if you remember
that. Isn't that so awesome?
It's
they nearly exploded
like
yesterday.
Literally, I end up backing off the desk as the morning goes on. They just get bigger
goodness.
And bigger.
Wow.
I feel your pain, sister.
Thank you, Ali. Thank
you, mate.
I look forward to seeing that on the Today Show.
101.9 The Fox.
Great to have Dil Rook in, one of our favourite comics, sitting in for a Fev who may even be in a hospital bed as we speak, Fief.
Yes, he will be actually prepped as we speak. He'll be being wheeled in on the gurney in to have his appendix removed. And yesterday we just heard the interview we did with Carl Stefanovic and Ali Langdon from the Today Show, Dil.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you noticed, but about 3 minutes in, Byron was very frustrated.
Well, I noticed.
And what often happens in these situations when we have a guest on the show, and you've been a guest on this show, mm-hmm. You were just a guest the other day and now you're a co-host. But Byron will say, and in the studio, welcome Carl Stefanovic and Ali Langdon. Mm. But he didn't get to do that bit because Fev jumped in with a story.
Right.
And then he was so annoyed about that he hadn't got his bit in that he misdirected it and ended up yelling at Karl Stefanovic. Can we please hear that
well,
bit again?
Oh, that's not fair.
Defend yourself afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
Eating so good, though.
Hey, how good is it? All these diets. Give me a spell.
What happened with the PM?
Oh, well, I was looking through the... He's very
angry. And he pointed at him too. Sorry, Carl.
My intro already took us off track about seven times, and he was just about to start the PM, and then it was your bungers.
You got really angry.
And we're out of time. It was so nice being there.
Yeah, thanks,
see you later. See you later, Ali.
You've been great.
I mean, Ali is so uncomfortable she's threatened to leave. Carl was visibly shaken because Byron thrust a finger in his face and said, what happened with the PM?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, why does this show always let people peek behind the curtain? No one needs to know that I pointed at Carl. It's radio. I pointed at Carl and then you've all gone, you've pointed at Carl.
No.
Well, I could hear the point, to be honest. I felt it. I felt it in my soul.
And, Dill, it was a bit where Carl went, whoa, mate, that was a little bit aggressive. I mean, the guest was so affronted by your aggression that he was rattled.
A fan. I wanted to know his PM story, and Fev's derailing Carl by talking about bungers.
Bungers, which is a new word for me as well. I've been in the country 16 years now. I'm more of a Durries man.
Sure.
It takes a lot, I would imagine, to rattle Carl Stefanovic, but you did it, Byron. And what you did was, you can try to excuse your behaviour, but you've yelled at a celebrity.
Oh, come on.
Now, Dill, we love to hear the stories from our listeners. Our listeners have great stories.
Right.
They really are essentially the backbone of this show. And so we often ask them questions, and we would like to ask them right now, have you yelled at a celebrity? And think about this. There will be airline staff who have had to either at the airport or on a plane had to have words with a celebrity. There are shop assistants, waitresses, waiters. There will be lots of scenarios where you may have had to get firm with a celebrity.
Okay. All right. I see what you've done there. The way I was firm with Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You yelled at him and pointed at him.
Let's see how we go. 13 10 60 is the number.
1019. The Fox.
Now, Dill, you've done a wonderful job this morning filling in for Fev, who's having his appendix out right now.
Oh, thanks, mate.
And to be this fresh and this on, you're alert, you're suffering no fatigue coming out of the jungle, because it's 5 days since you're in that camp in the jungle and I'm a celebrity.
Well, I'm still on South Africa time, so for me it's like 10:30 at night, so I'm just about to wind down for bed, so this is good for me.
But, you know, and I've been picking your brain all morning because I watch the show. There's so many things I want to know. And I just said to you, and you said you didn't mind, if we open the phone lines, 13 10 60, any fans of the show, I'm a Celeb, want to know anything from behind the scenes, any goss that's going on in there, call now and ask Dill direct.
Because I'm off the leash now. I'm pretty sure my contractual obligations are all gone. And, you know, my comedy festival show that's coming up as well, I'll probably share some stories that maybe might be a bit more behind the scenes.
Yes,
but
good.
One of the big ones, I suppose, that people did get a little bit of a sense of was the contraband issue that we had, where people like Miguel and Rhonda smuggled in stuff. And usually it's just like salt and maybe sugar. But because Miguel's a chef, he'd actually brought like proper ingredients down his crotch. So when people saw him jump off that helicopter in the bungees, his shoes had chicken stock like under the sole, but his pants had paprika. And so we had a very spicy cabbage on day one.
Delicious.
And also, like, people smuggled in photos of their family, like mementos and like jewelry that meant something to him. So poor Dale Thomas, when he handed in his photo, he was quite emotional because he was getting a lot of strength from that photo, seeing his family. And luckily for me, the only kind of thing that I was using as strength is I have this weird ganglion cyst on my wrist.
Right.
It's this little growth. I was like, that's my little power button that they. Because I'm single and alone, so I don't have family to draw strength from.
This is a great idea. So we open the phones with any questions you've got. And I guess we personally could have asked Fev any of these. He was in the jungle and won it. But is there a little secret area where you could go where you're confident that you won't be filmed? Or, you know, is there some sort of emergency exit button you could press or something?
No, to be honest, the cameras are kind of everywhere. You had to be really cautious. There was really no way around it. Like, the only place that there isn't any cameras is in the Dunnies, right? But it's weird to walk in with someone else into the dungeon.
Let's have a chat in the toilets. Okay, that is strange.
Can we just go back to Dill's ganglion cyst?
13 10 60. We'll pop that up on the Insta story.
Well, it's popped up on my wrist. So.
13 10 60. Any questions you have about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? If there's anything you've ever wondered, we've got someone fresh out of the jungle.
I'd love to hear from a doctor about ganglion cysts.
13 10 60.
1019.
The Fox. Seven's hospital bed being operated on as we speak. It was just a freakish situation for our show yesterday. Fifi, Fev and Byron, we get the WhatsApp group message sent from Fev to the team saying, I'm in hospital, guys. And, now he's literally, he's gone under. And obviously we are sending all the good vibes to Fev. Dilruk Jayasinha has been filling in for Fev. Straight out of the jungle, one of our favourite comedians. And in fact, Fife, he will be covering off a lot of this stuff from the jungle in his new comedy show, Victorious Lion, part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Comedyfestival.com.au for tickets still.
Yeah, no, Victorious Lion is just a direct translation of the name Jayasinha, my last name. I thought it was a fun title, but now with this jungle thing, getting ejected like straight away, it feels like I planned it all along.
Yes. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to take advantage of you being here, Dil, because there are many fans of I'm a Celeb watching. And as you said, you have now parted ways with the show. You are out of contract. You can say anything. And there are people that want to know the goss and the juicy details from behind the scenes, like Alana from Mill Park. Hi, Alana.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. Good, Alana, how are you, mate? What do you have on your mind? What do you want to know?
Well, first off, I want to say we love you, Dilruk.
Oh, thank you, mate. That's so lovely of you to say. Thank you.
Was there anything behind the scenes that we didn't actually get to see that you were allowed to see in the jungle?
Okay. Well,
horrible line, but I think you said what sort of behind the scenes might we not know from your series?
Well, there's all. I think most of what you see, what happens, you get to see because there's cameras everywhere. We're always microphoned up. I suppose there's a little bit of stuff that would never go to air that we had a lot of fun with. Like for example, Dale Thomas is making a lot of jewelry on cam. Yeah. He's named it after his cat, Drizman. So Drizman Designs.
Why would that not go to air?
Oh, it's the most adorable thing to see an AFL elite athlete sit down with some leather and some twine and try and make different jewelry. So those are the types of things, sadly, you won't see. I trained a lot of the boys to say machan instead of mate because that's a Sri Lankan version of saying mate.
That's got to make the edit. I want to hear people saying machan.
But the big one is I actually pashed Ryan at one point.
Oh, hang on.
Did you really?
Yeah. He was about to go for his eating trial. And I was like, this will be the most gross thing that you're going to put in your mouth all day. So then I just gave him a full-on patch.
That's awesome.
Those are the types of things but that was all in front of the cameras. It just happened that he didn't go to air.
Wow.
Can I add on to Alana's question? Are there any moments where they do a producer's go, stop down, we're coming in to brief you? Like, do other people come in and actually talk to the campmates that we don't see?
No. You don't see any faces. You just only see the 12 people.
Oh, right.
We have to do a battery pack change at one point, just when you take that's obviously another human being who has to change your battery pack. And that's pretty much the only person's face you see if you don't go for those challenges and the trials. So, first 10 days, I was just in the camp and I only had the same 11 faces to look at. And some of them stopped being pretty after a while.
Oh, wow.
Sophie in Ringwood. Hi, Soph.
Hi, Dilruk. Mm-hmm. I was wondering,
yes, ma'am,
is the Charlotte and Ryan thing legit? Like, are they actually...
Right. Right, so a lot of people are questioning whether it's a showmance or an actual romance. So I actually, my bed for the first week or so was between Charlotte and Ryan. So I had front row seats to this whole thing. And I can confirm that it is real and it is disgusting. It is pretty they were pretty mushy. And, I think they really do fancy each other. And if it's all fake, they fooled me. Put it that way, right? Wow. If they come out and say, we were
you
just...
You can't. I don't think you can fake it.
I don't think
you
can fake it for 24 hours.
No.
But don't you reckon, Fife, it might be a separate skill? Because that's Charlotte as in from Geordie Shore, Charlotte.
Yeah. Yes.
And Ryan Gallagher, who was it Maths? Which
Maths
one was
Married Maths. At First Sight.
Don't you reckon maybe it's like... Being a reality show person is almost a trade.
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
a skill.
She's
one of the best in the country.
Do you think they would know how to get themselves more screen time?
No, but you're talking about kissing and touching and being intimate with somebody.
No. They weren't gross in terms of there was just pecks on the lips here and there, not any further that gross way. I mean more gross as in I think the two of them only shower once every 3 days.
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, that is filthy. That's awful. Anyway, great to get those insights from Dilruk. In fact, I'm going to take a wild guess that we might have you on board again soon because I don't think Fev's going to suddenly recover in a day, is he?
Well, tell him to watch out for his kidneys because I'm coming after them.